Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Rachel.
And my name is Troy.
And we are back with another one of our This Is Really Shit, But I Kind of Love It
things.
Episodes.
for lack of a better name.
Yeah.
Which I would hope we can come up with at some point.
We should call it the I'll Fucking Fight You series.
The I'll Fight You series. So yeah. Basically we're talking about bad movies,
yeah,
or movies that critics thought were shit,
yeah,
that we liked from a certain decade. We've done the 90s before.
Yes.
And now we're moving into the 2000s or the noughties.
The noughties.
The noughties. Will we do the 80s at some point?
I reckon.
I think we'll do the 80s.
We'll travel back in time a little bit later.
I think for our listeners, they'll probably definitely want the 80s at some point.
Well, for sure.
70s, you can get fucked. It was not happening. Nothing before the 80s. Not happening. Cinema didn't exist before the 80s.
Because we didn't exist before the 80s.
Well, that's, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about bad movies that are good from the 2000s.
Yes.
And look, I think with the way that you and I normally work, which is we can drag any subject out to an hour quite easily.
Yeah.
I think we should probably just get right into it. No stuffing around.
Okay. You know what? Don't look. I don't appreciate the insinuation that I stuff around.
Look, I'm not saying that. Okay. But, you know, and I'm not Cade. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to give you the wrap-up signal because, you know, it's been running a bit too long or something like that. I'll let you run.
Who is Cade?
I don't even know.
Is it that thing we have in the basement?
Yeah, that thing that we occasionally feed and water and, you know.
Oh, you do? I don't.
Someone's got to empty his bucket. And that's me.
That fell to
I'm
you,
the bucket
did it?
Guy.
You're the bucket dude.
But I guess my point is more, I will let you run with it.
Okay.
And I am a run with it guy as well.
All right.
And because of those things, we need to get started.
Okay. So, let's just crack right into it.
So I guess basically there are no real parameters other than the fact that the movie itself, I guess, had to be critically panned-ish.
Yeah.
Or at least widely received as being possibly shit.
Yeah.
But you yourself
have
a connection with it for some reason or whatever.
Correct.
So what is your first movie?
The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. I fucking love that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so nostalgic for it. It's the first Star Wars film I saw at the cinema.
Okay.
So, you know, and I'm pretty sure I was given a day off school to go and watch it.
To be fair, I think it was probably mine.
Yeah.
I might have seen one of the others at the old drive-through. It's a drive-through.
Yeah,
it's a drive-through cinema.
You can only see one scene.
Yeah, you've just got to keep driving through.
You just saw "I Am Your Father," and you were like, "No."
Look, the only reason why I said drive-through is because where we live, we had a drive-in cinema, right?
Yeah.
And up until not that long ago, near that drive-in cinema was a drive-through. Like DVD store. So you could actually drive through
and
like
pick up
and return your DVDs. That's where I'm getting confused, kids.
Yeah.
I know what a goddamn drive-in cinema is, all right?
Sure.
The Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Give me all that Jar Jar Binks. Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, yes. I'll give you Darth Maul.
Darth Maul was sick.
Yeah. Darth Maul was sick.
The
fight scene between him and Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh.
Oof.
The music.
Oof, yes.
Oh my God. Jewel of the Fates. One of my favorite scores ever.
I think it would have to be like, it's probably not the most well known by any stretch of the imagination, but it'd be up there, but it'd have to be the consensus best.
Yeah.
I reckon. If there's something else, let me know, but I reckon consensus best is probably right up there with Jewel of the Fates.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, he gets cut in half and he comes back later with spider legs. That's a
in the animated series?
Yeah, but yeah. Also in Solo, Star Wars story.
Oh, yes, correct.
You see him with spider legs.
Yeah.
Robot spider legs, not real ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a shame, though. It would have been cool if they were real ones.
Just put real legs on there, you cowards.
I know.
Real spider's legs.
Come on.
Anything else you want to say about The Phantom Menace other than the fact that it is pretty well not great? I mean,
yeah. It's
too
not
much
great.
Trade talk.
There's a lot of trade talk. You know what I mean?
It's like so many space politics.
But, you know, I think it was so childish also that as a young, I wasn't that young. I think I was 13, 14
yeah.
when it came out. But I could get through the trade talk because it was just so appealing.
Oh, because at 13, 14, you were just fucking right into trade negotiations
Hell
with
yeah,
other planets.
I
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You and me both, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, look, I think that series started off okay, fine. Like Attack of the Clones was fine. Oh, sorry. The Phantom Menace was fine.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones was garbage. And then Revenge of the Sith was actually not too bad.
Yeah.
That's my view anyway.
Look, Attack of the Clones is also on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you may as well talk about it now while we're
there. Well, we're going to talk about it now then. As a teenage girl, I was all about that romance, baby.
Oh, get out of here.
Give me the romance. Give me the talk about sand.
Oh.
It's coarse, but here everything is soft and smooth, baby.
That's like...
It's so romantic.
I don't know what happened to what's her name? The chick.
Padme.
Yeah. What's her real name?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Natalie Portman because she started being able to act and then she did these and couldn't and then she eventually figured out how to act again.
You know what? I think it was the allure of being in Star Wars.
Really?
I think so.
Maybe.
Do you turn down being Luke Skywalker's mum?
You don't.
No.
But based on how it's affected so many other people's careers, you probably should have.
Possibly.
Like when you look at it, like let's be 100% completely fair here. Aside from say, I don't know, let's say Harrison Ford. Mm. Aside from maybe Harrison Ford, who else has been uber successful from a Star Wars franchise?
Natalie Portman.
Nah, but she was, because she was sort of successful prior. And you could say the same thing with Ewan McGregor.
She had semi-success prior. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But when you're looking at like Mark Hamill's and Carrie Fisher's and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Even Hayden Christensen and whatever that stupid baby's name was from the first one. Jake Lloyd. Why do you know that?
Because I was really into Star Wars when I was 13, 14, 15.
Jake.
Yes.
Was he named after Jake Lloyd? Or was Jake Lloyd named after him?
I think Jake Lloyd was named after him. They're possibly like around the same age. Who knows?
Okay. Mate, Attack of the Clones is I don't want to shit on your choices here. These are your
You know what? It's bad, fine because I'm so movies, used to you shitting all over my opinions, but it's all right.
But, mate, Attack of the Clones is terrible. This is where we go to Jar Jar Binks's homeland.
It's like well you do in Phantom Menace as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember.
They
it's just
go
one,
they
just
Qui-Gon
one long
and
trade
Qui-Gon
negotiation.
And Obi-Wan go
into the water.
The Gungan
swamp
place.
Swamp land.
Yeah.
Yep. The deep
and
south.
And then the king guy comes out and he's there with
Yeah. Terrible. I'm going to move on.
Yeah. Your opinions are shit
opinions
and we're moving
shit.
On.
We're moving
okay.
on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my first choice. My first choice comes from 2008 and it is called Punisher Warzone.
Oh, Lord.
Have you seen Punisher Warzone?
No. No. Tell me all about it though, Troy.
Well, let me tell you. Punisher Warzone is the third Punisher movie. Main studio Punisher movie that we've gotten.
Mm.
Yeah, the original one back in the 80s with Dolph Lundgren, which was terrible.
Yep.
Then we had the one from, I'm going to say the 90s, late 90s, possibly early 2000s.
I think so.
Either way.
Yeah.
With Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
And then we had this one with Ray Stevenson as Frank Castle, Punisher Warzone. And this one really kind of like it amped up the violence to like sort of cartoonish levels. And a lot of the bad guys were really just ridiculous. Like they were, but it's kind of like, it's how you would expect a comic book to be. Like, if you've ever read a Punisher comic, yeah. This dude legitimately...
Like, if you just directly transferred it from paper to screen.
Sort of, yeah, but made it a bit more... camp's not the word.
Ridiculous.
Just ridiculous, yeah. Kind of just a bit insane. But yeah, in the comics, like Frank Castle, he just kills like ridiculous amounts of people. Oh, like God. Hundreds and thousands of people.
This
like
is
he has a body count.
Probably why I haven't seen it.
Probably. But he doesn't do it in the movie, but the body count's gotta be huge.
Yeah, okay.
In this movie. But I guess the point is that you see that from him in here, whereas in all other iterations of the Punisher, including John Bernthal's Punisher from the Marvel Netflix series,
yeah,
none of them are that like uber violent.
And why do you like it?
Because it's the one that most closely resembles
the comic.
The comic,
right?
I guess.
Okay,
all right, and not a lot of people get into it. But I also really liked Ray Stevenson as well. As the Punisher. I don't know if you'd know who Ray Stevenson is.
No,
he's like an English actor.
Okay.
But he's quite tall. He's like, you know.
Would probably know his face.
You'd probably know his face.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that he was in. Oh, he was, no, you probably wouldn't remember that. He was one of the guys from, I'm trying to even think, from Thor.
Yeah.
He was like Thor's mates. You know those guys?
Oh, yeah, like in the first movie, the mates that come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
Asgardian people.
Sure.
The Asgardians of not the galaxy. Yes.
Anyway, he was one of them. I can't remember which one.
With like Lady Sif and all them.
Yeah.
Came down.
But he wasn't Lady Sif.
The one that's...
He wasn't Lady Sif.
One of the
He
ones,
wasn't the Asian one.
And he wasn't the Asian one.
He was the fat one.
He was the fat one.
Yeah.
I was going to say he's the one that looks like a dwarf.
Yeah, but yeah.
But not.
He does, but in real life he doesn't look like a dwarf.
Okay.
Anyway. So
Gimli.
Punisher Warzone. Gimli. Basically, just imagine Gimli as Frank Castle, the
Thor's
Punisher.
Gimli.
And that's exactly what you've got.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
I love that.
Yeah, so check it out. You probably should. You've got young
will
children.
I probably love it.
So what's your next pick?
The Immortal Twilight.
Oh, God. Which one?
The first one. Yeah, the first one, Twilight.
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 Not Twilights.
Not Eclipse, not New Moon, not Breaking Dawn 1 or 2.
Yep.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Yes.
Okay, why?
Look, I read all the books. I was completely in love with it. It is the one that is most true to the books as well.
Okay.
And it has this kind of...
Who wrote those again?
Stephanie Meyer.
Yeah, okay.
And Catherine Hardwicke directed this one.
Sure.
She didn't direct any of the others.
Super well-known director, Catherine Hardwicke.
She's fairly well-known.
Probably.
She's fairly well-known.
I'm terrible with directors. Like, unless it's someone really, really well-known, no idea.
Oh, well, she's fairly well-known. She did a few things back, particularly in that time as well. Like, her name was thrown about a bit and people went, "Oh, Catherine Hardwicke's doing Twilight. Well." And she's done a few things other than that, but I can't even really think of anything right now because she's so successful.
Oh, so totally.
Yeah.
So had you read the book prior to seeing the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
So it was like seeing all
Goddamn
of it
nerd.
Come to life and, you know, the Cullens coming in, you know, and it just had a certain edginess about it because it
Did
wasn't,
it?
Well, because it wasn't super huge budget.
Emo edginess.
You know, well, it's one of those things where you know, like, this is the pilot and if this goes well,
sure,
we're going to get more out of it. And so they stay as true to the source material as they can. It's got a little bit of grit to it, whereas the other ones, when they get super Hollywood, they kind of lose that.
Sure.
So I liked that about Twilight. You know, it did have its moments, of course, like hold on tight, spider monkey.
What?
That's an actual line in the film.
I have seen this movie, by mind you, but I do not remember Hold On Tight, Spider Monkey. Who says that?
Edward says that to Bella.
To Bella.
Because they're about to go flying through the trees and she's piggybacking, you know.
Hey, nothing sexier.
She's like holding on and he
to
goes,
a woman.
"You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey."
Every woman wants to be called a spider monkey at least once in her life.
Yeah, so... Like little behind the scenes knowledge.
Oh, hey, okay, here we go.
He tried a variety of lines, and they went with that. And Robert Pattinson feels like it's probably the most ridiculous decision that they could have made.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they went with it and he stands by it.
So not super good with improv then.
Nah. Right. I think he did it to be funny and then they went with
it. And they went with it.
Yeah.
Which is really in character with the character Edward Cullen to be funny.
To be, yeah, because he's such hilarious. A funny guy, you know, 112-year-old vampire who sparkles and is like, this is the skin of a killer, Bella. But then in the next breath, he's, hold on tight, spider monkey.
Oh, man. Yeah. I saw this movie once. And that was enough.
Was it enough?
So then, having read the book and everything first, how were you with the casting and whatnot? Did you think they got it right?
Yeah, fairly right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were happy with it?
I was pretty happy with it. The only one that I really took issue with was Rosalie, who's played by Nikki Reed, the blonde.
Mate, if it's not fucking Bella, Edward, or Jacob, it's the blonde, I don't know what you're talking about.
Vampire in the family.
Oh, sure.
The blonde girl.
The younger one.
Sure.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Huh?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, anyway, she's one of the sisters.
Sure.
She's one of the sisters.
And you didn't like her.
Well, it's just that they found, like, they have somebody who looks very Hispanic and then they just made her really, it's like literal whitewashing.
Right.
But it's like the opposite of blackface. They took somebody who is darker in complexion. Okay, wow. And made her white and blonde.
But is that like a vampire thing?
Well, the pale skin, yes, is a vampire thing. The blonde hair is not.
Yeah, well, okay, fair.
Yeah.
Maybe that was just a decision she made. Like, well, she's probably like 200 years old and she's just like, fuck.
I'm feeling like it's because she's the stepdaughter of the director, the actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Twilight.
Twilight.
Excellent. Anything else?
No. Good. We can move on. I can see you suffering.
Excellent. Because speaking of whitewashing, this is a really good segue.
Oh, here we go.
My next pick is a movie that is fucking ridiculous, but I absolutely love it. And I doubt you would have seen it.
Okay.
But it's from 2006. It's right. Nacho Libre.
Oh, I've not seen it. No.
Okay.
That's a choice. That was a deliberate choice.
That's a very big reaction for someone who hasn't seen this movie.
No, because I was like, I was expecting to not even know what it is, you know, but it's Jack Black as the Mexican wrestler.
So he's a Mexican monk.
Right.
Or half Mexican, half Scandinavian, they pass it off as.
Of course.
But he still has the very thick Mexican or South American accent.
He has the right?
And he has the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm. And basically he dreams of becoming a wrestler, a luchador.
Does this just tickle your funny bone? Oh, man. Is this why you love it?
So I thought about this movie like pretty much straight away and I'm like, oh, what if it doesn't hold up?
Yeah.
And so I went and watched it again and it absolutely does.
So you actually watch these films in preparation for the episode?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Bless you. And,
but I did watch it because you can't go, hey, a movie is bad, critics hated it, but you loved it.
Yeah.
But then what if it's actually shit and you just liked it, you know, because of the time?
Ah.
You know what I mean? So I had to go back and check out to make sure that, you know, me in 2006 was just as hilarious
no,
as I am
I
now.
No, I get that.
And I am.
I get that. Well, these are, I can assure everybody that the films that are on my list are ones that I have seen multiple times over the years.
Sure, excellent. Nacho Libre is, look, Nacho Libre, every other actor that is in that movie is South American of some description. Every single one.
Oh, my God.
But just not Jack Black.
Oh, my God.
So probably not necessarily a thing you could pull off today.
No,
like, especially
way.
Because they're not playing him out to be white.
Yeah.
So they're not saying, like, he's just, like, an abandoned Scandinavian kid that got raised in a monastery.
Yeah.
They're saying he is. His mum was Scandinavian. His dad was a Mexican. And he is now with the accent that he's choosing to use.
I reckon BuzzFeed has already done an article about how problematic it is.
Well, just remember that that Robert Downey Jr. played a white guy playing a black guy in a movie also starring Jack Black with Tropic Thunder. So, look, things were different
in
the mid-2000s. In the noughties. You can't call it the noughties without it.
We had to be a little bit naughty in the noughties.
Have you seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is directed by the same guy, or written and directed by the same guy.
Okay.
So it's that kind of real, like, same sort of humor.
Yeah.
It's fucking, I don't know. It's just hilarious. If you haven't seen Nacho Libre, maybe you're too late, but I still love it. I've got a real soft spot for this movie, so I think it's great.
That's a good one.
There's a couple unnecessary, like, fart jokes that they probably don't need.
You know what?
Because the movie's funny enough anyway, but then they just sort of go that little extra level by chucking in fart jokes.
Yeah,
just because Jack Black's fat. So every time he tries to do something, like, acrobatic,
So he farts.
If he's like jumping off the top rope or, yeah.
Oh, that's, I like that though.
I mean, it's realistic. We've all been there, pal.
I feel that in my soul.
I really dig Nacho Libre. So that's my pick there.
I'm sticking with my girliness. And
okay,
you're just going to have to deal with it. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Is that from the 2000s?
Yeah.
God. I would have said.
I know.
Like early 2010s.
No.
But I guess they just brought out a sequel, didn't
they? I think, it did just make it in, I think it's 2009. So, Mamma Mia, mate, give me an ABBA musical with Iron Man's dad. Any day.
With who? Iron Man's dad.
Iron Man's dad.
Is that who's in that?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that other guy? Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan's in it. Oh, my goodness. Colin Firth. Yeah.
That's the hottest Colin.
Yeah.
Out of all the, there's Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
There's Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
Yeah.
He wins.
I know.
They're the only Colins I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Because he's the hottest Colin that ever did Colin. Stellan Skarsgård.
Yep.
Isn't it? Meryl Streep, obviously.
Obviously.
Julie Walters, and who is, you know, obviously, Molly Weasley.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Julie Andrews for a sec, but then.
No. Yeah. And the lady, and she sings all the time. You'd know her if you saw her face. She was in The Grinch.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Mariah Carey.
Which lady?
She's in The Grinch, and she's the one that's in love with The Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah, yeah. God, I don't even remember. Who the? There was a female in The Grinch. Anyway, it doesn't matter. She's in it.
She's in it.
Cool.
It's really great. You know, Meryl Streep banged a bunch of guys, had a kid, doesn't know who the dad is.
And they all rock
and
up.
And they all sing ABBA songs about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who was the dad? Can we give spoilers for Mamma Mia?
You never know.
Colin Firth. You never find out.
You don't find out.
What about in the second movie?
You still don't find out.
Oh. Is that what it's about, though?
Yeah.
Like, are they still trying to figure it out?
They're still trying to figure it out.
Like, there's that many dudes, they have to have a sequel to bring out the next lot of five guys.
No, the sequel is about going back in time to when she was banging all the guys.
And
you're supposed to try and figure it out. And then it's like, oh, but it doesn't matter because we all love you.
Yeah, but I'm sure that chick really wants to know who her dad is. At some point. You know what I mean?
That would be.
It's all great beneficial to do it with through song and all that, but at some time, just get a paternity test.
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
Well, but they're just on a remote island in Greece, so.
Sure.
I don't think they have like 23andMe, you know.
Probably not.
No.
You don't know.
No.
Mamma Mia, hey?
Mamma Mia.
Cool.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Look, that is good. I have not seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, like, not a huge, huge musical guy by any stretch of the imagination.
It's okay.
Not that I hate them. It's just I'm not really like.
We should do a musicals episode.
We shouldn't.
Like you and I.
Oh, should we now?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen enough.
I'm sure you can.
I've seen some.
I'm sure
I've seen
we
several.
Can make
I've
an
seen
episode out
the
of
Sound
it,
of Music now.
Ooh.
Yep. Yep, Christina, my partner, made me watch that the other day.
There you go.
All 14 hours of
how
it
did
or whatever
you
it is.
Yep.
It's very famous, isn't it? So it was kind
that
of.
That was so diplomatic.
No, no.
It's
but
very
I mean, it's kind
famous.
Of like. A lot of like what I was seeing, I felt like I had already seen, even though I'd never seen the movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's so sort of ingrained into popular culture.
Yeah.
You know every song already.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, most of the scenes you're kind of like, oh, this is familiar because it's been played out somehow yeah. else in some other thing that you've seen or whatever.
Exactly.
So, you know, just it felt very familiar.
It felt like you were watching like a lot of Family Guy episodes, but yeah. they're serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was long.
Yeah.
Super long.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad.
Oh, good.
I'll give it that.
Aww.
Hey, not my thing necessarily. But hey, it is what it is.
Back to the noughties.
All right, back to the noughties. I'll stick with your girly-ishness for a bit.
All right, all right.
I'm going to talk about 2004's Jersey Girl.
Like, I never saw Jersey Girl.
You've never seen Jersey Girl.
I've never seen Jersey Girl.
So this is Kevin Smith's sixth movie, I think. So this is basically he had done like his New Jersey-based five movie series yeah. with Clerks and you yeah. know all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And this was the one that he did sort of after that it all sort of finished with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but yeah. he kept it within Jersey. And this is kind of like
so it's unrelated but still in Jersey.
Correct.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I look, I could be wrong. This is one of the movies I didn't rewatch.
Okay.
But I don't remember it at all being connected to any of the other movies. A lot of the same people pop up.
Yeah.
Like Ben Affleck's the main dude.
Oh.
But you get you've got George Carlin in there as well as Ben Affleck's dad.
Yeah.
Matt Damon pops up at some point.
Oh, sweet.
You know, so like heaps of his regular kind of collaborators pop up.
I freaking love George Carlin, by the way.
Oh, George Carlin's so good.
Yeah.
And Kevin Smith loved him as well. And yeah. so he obviously wanted to put him in as many movies as he could. And he chucked him in this one. And I think this is the only one that he got him in kind of like a leadish role.
Yeah.
But he's really good. But this movie, a lot of people hated it. 42% on Rotten Tomatoes, which isn't great.
So what's the problem with it, allegedly?
I don't know. I think people just didn't like really, they just didn't connect with it. Like Kevin Smith, it's one of those movies where like critics shat on it. And then Kevin Smith had to come out and sort of do the old, oh, well, this movie's not for critics anyway sort of thing. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
okay.
Probably if it had have been critically praised,
acclaimed, yeah.
He wouldn't have.
Yeah, you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah.
Like there's no way you're going to turn around and say, oh, yeah, this 100% fucking movie on Rotten Tomatoes is not for critics.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is what it is. I don't really know what it is. I think just people just didn't connect with it for yeah, whatever reason. I did.
Aww.
So I was a big Ben Affleck fan. Hmm. Still am.
Oh.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
But this was kind of like, I don't think it was the first time necessarily, but I think it was one of the first times it was like Bennifer on screen together, like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
Not Jennifer Garner, not Bennifer 2.0.
Wait.
The original Bennifer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben and Jen. The original.
The original.
Yeah.
Not the better.
No.
It's not the original and the best because Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner is probably that.
That probably.
Probably. But yeah, the start of Bennifer, which apparently, according to reports, is the thing that's happening again now. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Get out of town.
Getting back together. Because she's
stop that.
She's split with her man. And he's obviously been split with Jennifer Garner for a while.
Wow.
So now they're hooking up.
Oh, I think I saw a picture of them on vacation or something together.
Yeah. Wild.
Scandal.
Anyway, 2004 is coming. You didn't.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here also.
We've got the scoop.
Liv Tyler's in this movie, and maybe that's why people didn't like it, because for some reason there's not a lot of people that like Liv Tyler.
So
but I do.
Sad. I like Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
I like her giant mouth. I like her face.
Her big ears.
Her ears.
So the whole point of this movie is basically Ben Affleck is this big, like, a media sort of mogul guy in New York City or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's married to Jennifer Lopez. And then she gets pregnant. And then they're having a baby. And she's giving birth to the baby. And she dies of an aneurysm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So his life kind of falls apart. And he doesn't know how to take care of this kid. So he kind of just, you know, ends up fucking off to New Jersey where his dad is.
Oh.
And trying to like, you know, he basically spends years sort of feeling sorry for himself.
Yeah.
And then he finally, you know, finds love again with the daughter that he's had the whole time or some shit.
This sounds so heartwarming.
Well, look, I think it's not the normal kind of, you know, Kevin Smith fare that you'd expect. It's certainly far from his best movie, but it's still pretty good. Jersey Girl 2004, get into it.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do it.
That was the girliest thing that I've ever heard you speak about.
Probably.
Yeah.
It won't be the last.
Yeah.
It'll be the last today.
I'm going to bring some testosterone back.
Ooh, do it.
I'm bringing testosterone back right now.
Excellent.
Taken.
Taken?
I fucking love Taken. I know I'm not one for revenge movies.
All right.
I'm not one for ultra violence, but give me Liam Neeson going after his daughter who's being fucking sex trafficked any day.
Yeah.
I love it. I want him on the phone. I want Liam Neeson to be my dad.
You want Liam Neeson to be your dad?
Not my daddy.
Okay, your actual dad.
My actual dad. Straight. We've established this before between Amy and myself on Fangirling. I don't want him to be my daddy.
Right.
I just want him to be my dad.
Okay, I'm glad we got that sorted. Yeah. See, here's my problem with Taken, and not the movie itself, because I think the movie's great.
Yeah.
It was received too well, I think. So,
you reckon?
Yeah, because it's like, I think initially it was kind of like, oh, hey, this is not great. But then everyone's kind of like, no, actually, this movie is fucking excellent.
It's really fucking great. Yeah.
So it's okay, one of those ones right, that, fine. Look, it sneaks through because technically it's a movie that should never have worked.
Yeah.
And I don't think critics loved it, but they certainly didn't hate it. Like it's
okay, you know right. what I mean? Maybe not shat on enough. It's not been shat on enough, but I'm thrilled because any opportunity I get to mention Taken,
sure,
I will.
Like if you were to
look,
say
and
Taken 2,
still love it.
Okay.
One of my favorite, but I think that was post 2010. Mm. So I couldn't include
it.
But one of my favorite things in Taken 2 is I think he like catches a bullet. And
no, he doesn't.
No, there's something in his hand. Somebody goes to like shoot him, but there's a bullet in his hand. He shows it to the guy and like slams it in his face and kills him in the face. I call it face kill. The face kill is 100% a thing that happened.
I am surprised that face kill isn't a movie that's been made.
I'm telling you. Face kill 2014.
Face kill. Look, I don't know about that. I'm not sure
face
that's
face kill definitely happened.
I'm not sure that's a thing that actually happened at all.
Yep, he showed him the bullet. And he's oh, I'm sorry, did you just try and shoot me? Here's the bullet. Oh, motherfucker. And like slams
it in his
face. Oh,
did he like pull
it
out of the gun?
Maybe, I don't know.
He didn't catch it,
Maybe
Rachel.
Maybe he caught it.
I fucking guarantee you.
I bet you.
Wow. Look, Liam Neeson was good, but he's not like catching bullets good.
I bet you Cade that like I will give you Cade.
I don't want him. You can... you've got to, if you're going to bet, it's got to be something that I actually want to have.
I will take bucket duty for a month.
Look, talk about Taken then.
I just love it. There's not much to say.
Okay.
I'll find everyone. I'll kill them. I don't know what they want. I don't care. I don't have a lot of money.
All I need is you to say one thing.
I'm just a dad with nothing to lose, you know?
Yep. All you got to do is say good luck on the phone. You're fucked. You're done.
Fucked.
Liam Neeson's.
Yeah,
he's
I will
got
break
them
every international law that there is.
He will burn Paris to the ground. He
will
he says.
Burn it to the ground, guys.
I don't actually know if he says Paris or if he says I'll burn the Eiffel Tower to the ground.
Doesn't
but either way,
matter.
It's fucking terribly good.
It's so good. That's the amount of passion and dedication that I expect from every father.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever.
If you're not, look, if you are not Liam Neeson doing whatever it takes and killing everybody in your way to get your teenage daughter out of sex trafficking, then
don't
give
have
up kids. Your
kids. Don't have kids.
Either if 100%. if you've already got kids, just leave.
Yeah.
Go, tell them you're going to
get smokes.
They're
better off without you, it's fine. Go get that bottle of milk.
Just go get that milk.
Never come back.
Never come back. Because you're too shit.
Yeah.
You're not Liam Neeson enough.
That's right. You don't deserve kids.
You don't. Look, Taken is pretty good.
Wow.
I like that.
Okay.
I'll keep the testosterone going.
All right.
How many more do you have?
Oh, shit.
Do you have a couple?
I've got...
Or do you just one?
I've got a few. I've got one, two, three, four. Four more.
Well, we're not going to do four more.
All right, fine.
We'll do two more.
I'll turn it
I'll
down.
Do two, you do two.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll get through them quick. Okay, look. Okay. Ben Affleck. I'm on a Ben Affleck thing here.
Are you going to mention Geely?
I'm not going to mention Geely.
Okay.
Because that movie is terrible.
Okay.
What I am going to mention is 2003's Daredevil, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yes. This movie is great, and there are some parts in it that are fucking really bad, but I don't care.
Yeah, all of it, start to finish, it's bad.
No, it's not. I watched the director's cut in the lead up to this.
Wait, there's a director's cut?
There's a director's cut. There's 20 minutes of previously unseen footage. Ties
Get
it all together.
Out of town.
Ties it all together.
What?
It's the Snyder cut of its time. It is, look, I understand that there are some really, really shit things in this movie. Like the playground fight scene between, like, when they first meet.
Yeah.
Matt Murdock and Elektra,
yeah.
Nachos.
Yeah. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Is terrible.
Yeah.
I think there are some scenes where there is way too much Evanescence being played in the background. Oh, there's heaps.
100%.
But there are heaps and heaps and heaps of really good things in this movie. Some of the CGI is terrible at some points. Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin is great.
Is it though?
It is.
I love Michael Clark Duncan.
Look, I know a lot of people didn't like Colin Farrell as Bullseye.
I did not like Colin Farrell as Bullseye.
Fuck all y'all because it was great.
What? You're going to have to fight me.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, why?
I don't know.
Just because you don't
really
like this movie?
I really want to fight you, Troy. We always have these conversations, you know. We never end up actually fighting each other.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. I'm not asking you a question. Okay. I'm going to tell you
okay,
a fact.
Okay.
John Favreau as Foggy Nelson.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's what? You just said names.
You know who John Favreau is.
Of course I do.
Him as Foggy Nelson. It's brilliant.
No.
Okay. You know what?
I'm not giving you any of this. Daredevil's terrible.
A Daredevil is way better than you and critics alike would have you believe. 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. I say it's at least 65, maybe 70.
Dare you.
70 is too high.
It's 70 is really high, yeah. Troy.
But look, no, there are some like some of the fight scenes are pretty good.
Okay.
Some of it is good. I like Ben Affleck as Matt Murdock. I don't care what anyone says.
Actually, I did like Ben Affleck as Matt Murdock.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, there's some parts in it that are really good. It's violent the way it should be. Not necessarily as violent.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Sure.
Colin Farrell just kills everyone. He doesn't care whether it's old ladies.
Yeah.
Old dudes at the bar.
Mm.
And he just kills them with everything.
I do. Peanuts. You know, I like Colin Farrell. I just really
he's got a real thick Irish accent.
Like the movie. Hey, I just really didn't like it.
Well, then we'll just fucking move on.
Sorry.
2003's Daredevil, kids, get into it.
And watch.
Don't
make sure you watch the
director's
cut.
The Snyder cut. Watch the Snyder cut of Daredevil. Everything's in fucking slow-mo. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, what's your bloody next one?
Okay. It's Zack Snyder's The 300.
Again, is that like, was that critically panned?
Do you even know
what the brief
they
is?
Hate this movie.
Just because you've got two friends that tell you they don't like 300.
Okay,
that
I
doesn't
don't. I'm sorry. Fine. I'll skip over that one.
You can talk about it.
If we're in general consensus that it's really good, then fine.
I'm pretty sure that's like one of Zack Snyder's better reviewed films. Not that that's saying much because most of his films are...
Well, I'm sure that it didn't do so well.
Okay. Well, look.
Let's look it up.
Okay. I'm looking it up. 300 on Rotten Tomatoes is... it's 61%. Fresh.
Oh,
with
okay.
an 89% audience score. So get out of here with your bad movies.
Fine.
What's next on your list?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay. Okay, that's better.
All right. Fine. You want me to go bad? I'll go bad.
Okay.
This movie's terrible.
Is it?
It's so bad. I just love it. So why do you like it? So much. Because I'm Greek and I relate to it so much.
Okay.
The family dynamics are hilarious. I think that if you're not Greek, you won't understand it.
That's a very niche market.
It's a super niche market, which is why it did so terribly, I think.
Right.
Because as I don't know anybody who is Greek who didn't love it.
Right.
And most people who can't connect with it are not Greek.
Okay, cool.
So it's like, to me, I watch it and I'm like, this is fucking amazing. But objectively, I know.
Right.
It's really not that great. And the only reason why I like it is because I relate so hard.
It's got that guy from Sex and the City in it. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And that chick that never did anything other than My Big Fat Greek Wedding and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Good times. But I guess I can understand why you would get it.
Yeah. I understand. Look, I love all the jokes. I love the way that it portrays immigrated Greeks.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's just so scarily accurate because it's a portrayal of people who, like Greek people who have immigrated to America, but it's just like cut and paste, put them in Australia.
Same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. And it makes me laugh. It's so quotable. We've got a family group chat. We quote it all the time.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
Well, as a white Australian, cannot relate.
Yeah.
I got nothing
to go on.
Perhaps
if you were like a white Australian who had married into a Greek family,
maybe
you would understand it.
Sure.
Tom Hanks is a big fan.
Tom Hanks is a big fan of My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Hell yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's not Greek.
He married a Greek.
Oh, did he?
He sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have a big fat Greek wedding then? I guess.
He would have had to. He would have had to.
All right.
It's not optional.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish this off then.
All right, then.
With about as much testosterone as you can.
Oh, my God.
Because
bring it.
I
thought I was keeping it going with the 300, but you freaking vetoed it.
So I am going to cheat a little bit with my last pick.
Ooh.
And I'm going to pick the entirety of the 2000s Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, my God.
From 1 to 4. Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift, and then Fast and Furious. That's the fourth one.
Is that the fourth one?
Yeah.
It's called Fast and Furious.
Yep. Instead of the Fast and the Furious.
So, okay, so we've got...
They should have called it
The
fourth,
Fast and the Furious.
Fourth and Furious.
They got sense. The Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes. The best sequel title ever.
I mean, it's just too much.
You can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
Anyway. Yes, then The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, and then Fast and Furious. Furious.
Yeah, and then they did Fast 5.
Yeah.
And then whatever. 6, wow. 7, 8. Yeah.
Okay. I've seen The Fast and the Furious, and I've seen Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right. You haven't seen Tokyo Drift?
No.
Okay. Look, I will accept that you haven't seen Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Because
or anything beyond.
Well, look, I would say that between Fast and Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious,
yeah,
they're probably the two worst entries into the series.
Right.
Out of the 8 or 9 that we've had so far.
Nine.
Plus Hobbs and Shaw, if you want to count that. So 10.
Oh, my God.
However, you cannot talk about the 2000s without talking about Fast and Furious.
That's true.
Without Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
That's true.
And... Man, no one ever would have thought that the original movies where they were boosting like DVD players from the back of trucks would have turned into the Uber franchise that it is now where they're all like superheroes and fucking...
Yeah, I don't understand where it's... I saw the trailer for the latest one and I was like, how did we go from street racing to this?
Vin Diesel's brother is John Cena. Think about that for a second. How does none of that make sense? But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because this is the world we live in. This is the Fast and Furious world we live in.
Because they live their life a quarter mile at a time.
They do.
And it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or by a mile.
Yep. That's true.
Wise words.
Hey, look, everything about all of these movies is amazing. And I don't. It is.
Okay.
Look, I'll admit that Fast and Furious itself is, it's kind of the one that everyone kind of goes, what the fuck happened in that movie?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It is like what happened in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the one where Gal Gadot got introduced, but also I'm not sure because it could have been five.
I didn't even know that she was in them.
But what?
I stopped at two Fast and Furious.
Fine, that's fine. But hey, look, it's basically one of the shittest great movie franchises that has ever been made.
And it continues.
Yeah, but it goes from I have to say that these movies go from strength to strength, because once they actually realize, like after four, they kind of realize what they're doing and they're like, oh, this is what we've fucking created.
Yeah.
So let's lean right into that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of forego with the whole, hey, we're grounded in reality.
Yeah.
Let's jump a fucking car from this building into this building.
Yeah.
And whatever else we want to fucking
do. And we're going to ricochet five times for no reason.
Yep. Yeah, but it all started from these four movies, and you can't have the 2000s in cinema without
that's
the Fast
true,
and the
but
Furious.
But this is kind of a cheat because audiences love that shit.
No, they didn't. Audiences might have, but critics hated it. So the Fast and the Furious, the original one from 2001, is the only one that's borderline, because that's 53% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Right? But Too Fast and Furious, 36%. Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, 37%. And Fast and Furious, 28%.
They're
so,
pretty garbage.
You know,
they're pretty garbage.
None of this 61% fucking fresh fucking 300 shit,
oh
mate.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, is there any that you want to mention as honorable mentions before we wrap it up?
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I was going to – look, I was going to mention Bring It On.
Oh, Bring It On was great.
You like Bring It On?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bring It On.
Okay, we'll talk about Bring It On then.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize we were going to bond over something like this.
Absolutely.
I love Bring It On. It's terrible.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a product of its time.
I can't tell if it's taking the piss or not.
See, that's what I think it is, though. And that's what makes it so good.
I
so
think
it's kind
it
of it's
kind
not
of is,
taking
but
itself
then
seriously.
But it's got those moments where it's like, are they serious about this? You know?
I don't know. I think it's pretty satirical.
I hope
I do,
so.
But
I hope so, because that's why I love it so much.
Yeah. What were the main ones called? I know there were the Toros.
And what the Clovers.
The Clovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember. I was just blanking.
Yeah. From Compton.
Yeah.
The Compton,
the Compton
Clovers. Yeah.
Where were the Toros from? Just LA. Just regular old LA city.
Rancho Carne.
Rancho Carne. Are you making that up? You got to look on your face like.
It's Rancho something. Rancho Carne. I'm going to say meat ranch bulls.
Rancho Carne
Rancho,
Toros.
Rancho Carne Toros.
And the Compton Clovers.
And the Compton Clovers. I swear it's like Rancho Carne Toros. I'm so correct.
Okay, well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, it's Rancho Carne Toros.
Yeah, look, Bring It On was great. What year was that? Do you know what year that came out?
No, I did have it on my screen just a second ago.
Fine. It doesn't matter.
Rancho Carne's Toros. I don't know.
A long time ago.
Long time ago.
Hopefully in the noughties.
Yeah. It's at least 20 years old, so we're good.
Jesus. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, good movie.
It is a great movie. It is a great movie. I think it's like full of laughs.
I haven't seen it for a long time though.
Okay.
So it's one that I'd have to go back and
no,
rewatch.
I think you'd find flaws. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Just remember it. Remember it as it was
remember
20
it
years ago. Yeah.
It'd be like watching your favorite puppy grow old. Don't
oh, wow.
Do it.
Jesus.
Don't do it.
It's dark.
Yeah, I went dark. I'm sorry.
I had a Ghost Rider, obviously. I don't think Ghost Rider's bad. It's got some real shit moments.
So bad.
But there's some genuine like cool things in there.
Okay,
it's no Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
You tell yourself that, friend.
Big Mama's House.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was pretty hilarious back in the
pretty
day.
Pretty hilarious.
Never seen it since.
I won't watch it again.
No.
Because it's kind of like Nutty Professor in that sense,
yep.
Where like you watch it again and you're just like, ooh.
Joe Dirt was another one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
and
that was pretty
basically
good.
Anything else that guy was in.
No. The complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
David Spade and Joe Dirt is the only time you should really watch David Spade in anything.
Okay, fine. Oh, he was in that. He was in that TV show. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me.
And all of the Jet Li movies from the 2000s, from the noughties, where he was trying to break into American cinema.
Yes.
All of them.
All of them.
Whatever they're called. There's the one, there's Romeo Must Die.
Yes.
There's something about like a dog. I really like Romeo Must Unchained, Die. Maybe, I think it's called. Anyway. I think he's called the dog or something, or dog.
Dog.
Because he's kept like a dog, but he's a human.
And then they unchain him.
They unchain him, and that's why it's called Unchained. And then he just fucking fights everyone.
Yeah, the
Anyway, that's
one.
Enough.
Jet Li.
Jet Li, we'll end it like that. We've run too long.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But that is it. Another long episode from Rachel and Troy.
We really do have to rein ourselves in.
We do have to rein ourselves in.
We've got to stop.
In the meantime, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can just leave us a review or tell a friend, whatever you want to do. I don't really care, as long as you're bloody just hanging out.
As long as you love us.
As long as you love me.
Just leave a review. Like, I don't care who you are. Okay, I've got to stop. I'm going to start singing.
Yep.
All right, we do have a Facebook listener community, so search for Comic Confidential Listener Community. Join us in the fun, where we cannot, in fact, be reined in. So, you know.
You can't. You can't stop us. Okay. We also have the CC Radio Network, which has other shows like Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast with Paul and Wayne, and Believe with Cade, I guess. Is that what he's doing?
The dungeon guy.
He does exist. Yeah. But check him out. All you need to do is just search CC Radio wherever you get your podcasts. But, mate, that's it. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.